高三英语高考练习二。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. As you can see from the drawings, the kitchen has one door into the dining room, another into the family room, and the third to the outside.
The door into the family room isn't big enough. Could it be made wider?
Question. What are the speakers doing?
Two. Excuse me, have you got any books on genetic engineering? I've looked for them everywhere, but I can't find any.
I'm not sure if we've got any now. Books of that kind are on this shelf. Well, I'm afraid we've sold out.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably happen?
Three. Anna, that coat looks wonderful on you. The color goes with your trousers perfectly.
Thanks, Jack. That's quite a compliment coming from you. You always dress so tastefully.
Question. What can we learn from the two speakers?
Four. Hi, Stephen. What do you like to do during the weekends?
I love swimming and cycling. On Saturday morning, I usually ride my bike around the city or the country road for almost 2 hours.
Question. What does Stephen do on Saturday morning?
Five. Hey, let's go out and grab a couple of beers tonight.
Sorry, I can't. I have to work late at the laboratory.
Question. What can we learn from the two speakers? Six. Hi. This is the customer service. How can I help you?
Hi. I bought one of your washing machines from Spendwatt last month. It's broken now.
Question. What does the woman want to do?
Seven. Let's do something outdoors today, Tom.
All right. But I don't want to play tennis. We played tennis last weekend.
Question. What does the man mean?
Eight. How was your morning run, Jane?
Very good. I feel quite refreshed now. You should come with me sometime. Exercise is good for you.
Question. What does the woman suggest?
Nine. I'm afraid I've had a terrible fight with my boss. What shall I do?
Ah, you dare to quarrel with the boss? I think you'd better apologize.
Question. What can we feel from the conversation?
Ten. What shall we do after the volleyball match?
How about going to the Olympic souvenir store to have a look? I remember there is one in the gym.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of them. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the question will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper
and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
Ants have the ability to sniff out cancerous cells in humans, a new study has discovered, suggesting they could be used for cancer diagnosis in the future. Researchers from the French National Center for Scientific Research discovered that a certain ant has a well-developed sense of smell. It was able to differentiate cancerous cells from healthy cells in humans. Thanks to their sense of smell, limited trials revealed. But more clinical tests must be carried out before they could be used in clinical settings like hospitals, the team said. They suggest that in future, ants could turn out to be better at dogs when it comes to locating cancerous cells in humans. To conduct their research, the scientists performed tests with 36 ants, smelling cells under a laboratory setting. First, the specialists exposed the ants to the smell of a sample of cancerous human cells. This odor was then associated with the reward of sugar solution. In a second step, the researchers exposed the ants to two different odors. One was a new smell, and the second was the smell of the cancerous cells. Once this test was successful, the researchers exposed the ants to different cancerous cells. As such, the scientists found that ants discriminate between cancerous and healthy cells, and between two cancerous lines. After training, the ants are able to detect volatile organic compounds emitted by cancerous cells. This first study shows that ants have high potential, are capable of learning very quickly, at lower cost, and are efficient, points out CNRS in a news release. This isn't the first time that scientists have used an animal sense of smell to locate cancerous cells. Dogs' noses are well suited for medical diagnosis and used for the detection of cancer specificity, the researchers explained. However, training them to do so requires several months to a year.
Now listen again, please.
Ants have the ability to sniff out cancerous cells in humans, a new study has discovered, suggesting they could be used for cancer diagnosis in the future. Researchers from the French National Center for Scientific Research discovered that a certain ant has a well-developed sense of smell. It was able to differentiate cancerous cells from healthy cells in humans. Thanks to their sense of smell, limited trials revealed. But more clinical tests must be carried out before they could be used in clinical settings like hospitals, the team said. They suggest that in future, ants could turn out to be better at dogs when it comes to locating cancerous cells in humans. To conduct their research, the scientists performed tests with 36 ants, smelling cells under a laboratory setting. First, the specialists exposed the ants to the smell of a sample of cancerous human cells. This odor was then associated with the reward of sugar solution. In a second step, the researchers exposed the ants to two different odors. One was a new smell, and the second was the smell of the cancerous cells. Once this test was successful, the researchers exposed the ants to different cancerous cells. As such, the scientists found that ants discriminate between cancerous and healthy cells, and between two cancerous lines. After training, the ants are able to detect volatile organic compounds emitted by cancerous cells. This first study shows that ants have high potential, are capable of learning very quickly, at lower cost, and are efficient, points out CNRS in a news release. This isn't the first time that scientists have used the animal sense of smell to locate cancerous cells. Dogs' noses are well suited for medical diagnosis and used for the detection of cancer's specificity, the researchers explained. However, training them to do so requires several months to a year.
Questions. 11. Which of the following is true?
Why are dogs worse than ants at identifying cancer cells?
13. What's the main idea of the passage?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
COVID-19 is a disease caused by a virus and was discovered in December 2019. It is very dangerous and has quickly spread around the world. COVID-19 most often causes many symptoms that can feel much like a cold, a flu, or pneumonia. COVID-19 may attack more than your lungs. Other parts of your body may also be affected by the disease. A team of Japanese scientists has created a mask filter that glows under ultraviolet light and reveals traces of the COVID-19 virus if the wearer is infected. Scientists say that the masks they've made contain an additional filter within its layers. The filter will glow when placed under UV light if traces of the COVID-19 virus are detected. According to the university's research, the team first developed the method by injecting an inactive COVID-19 virus into the bodies of the largest living birds. There, they extracted antibodies from the birds and injected them into the spray. In an interview, one researcher said he carried out a 10-day experiment on 32 people infected with the COVID-19. The researchers found that the masks worn by these 32 testers glowed brightly and showed traces of the COVID-19 virus after being sprayed with the antibody spray and held under a UV light. The team also noticed that as the patients recovered and the virus dropped, the light faded. The team plans to try the masks on 150 participants in the team's next round of tests, and hopes the Japanese government will approve their sale by 2023.
Now listen again, please.
COVID-19 is a disease caused by a virus and was discovered in December 2019. It is very dangerous and has quickly spread around the world. COVID-19 most often causes many symptoms that can feel much like a cold, a flu, or pneumonia. COVID-19 may attack more than your lungs. Other parts of your body may also be affected by the disease. A team of Japanese scientists has created a mask filter that glows under ultraviolet light and reveals traces of the COVID-19 virus if the wearer is infected. Scientists say that the masks they've made contain an additional filter within its layers. The filter will glow when placed under UV light if traces of the COVID-19 virus are detected. According to the university's research, the team first developed the method by injecting an inactive COVID-19 virus into the bodies of the largest living birds. There, they extracted antibodies from the birds and injected them into the spray. In an interview, one researcher said he carried out a 10-day experiment on 32 people infected with the COVID-19. The researchers found that the masks worn by these 32 testers glowed brightly and showed traces of the COVID-19 virus after being sprayed with the antibody spray and held under a UV light. The team also noticed that as the patients recovered and the virus dropped, the light faded. The team plans to try the masks on 150 participants in the team's next round of tests and hopes the Japanese government will approve their sale by 2023.
Questions. 14. Which of the following is true?
Why did the author mention the largest living bird?
16. What's the main idea of the passage? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Why don't you begin by telling me something about yourself?
What do you want to know?
The usual, you know, something about your background and experience and anything personal that you feel is pertinent.
Well, I was born in Beijing and went to school there, right up through college. My father is a lawyer and my mother is a teacher.
Sounds as if you come from a professional family.
That's right. One of my sisters is a doctor, and the other teaches at a university.
What made you decide to go into computers?
Oh, nothing in particular, I guess. I always liked mathematics and tinkering with machines.
Now, what about your experience? How long have you been working with computers?
More than 5 years now. After I did my engineering degree, I began to specialize in computer technology, and I even had my own company for a while.
It certainly sounds impressive. Why don't you have your credentials sent to me, and I'll show them to the board. We'll probably get back to you in a week.
Thanks very much.
Is there anything in particular you need to tell me?
I am a good team player, and I am good at managing my team.
Well, that's good. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. I'm very confident.
Now listen again, please. Why don't you begin by telling me something about yourself?
What do you want to know?
The usual, you know, something about your background and experience and anything personal that you feel is pertinent.
Well, I was born in Beijing and went to school there, right up through college. My father is a lawyer and my mother is a teacher.
Sounds as if you come from a professional family.
That's right. One of my sisters is a doctor, and the other teaches at a university.
What made you decide to go into computers?
Oh, nothing in particular, I guess. I always liked mathematics and tinkering with machines.
Now, what about your experience? How long have you been working with computers?
More than 5 years now. After I did my engineering degree, I began to specialize in computer technology, and I even had my own company for a while.
It certainly sounds impressive. Why don't you have your credentials sent to me, and I'll show them to the board. We'll probably get back to you in a week.
Thanks very much.
Is there anything in particular you need to tell me?
I am a good team player, and I am good at managing my team.
Well, that's good. I hope it goes well.
Thank you. I'm very confident.
Questions. 17. What's the relationship between the man and the woman?
18. What is true according to the speakers?
19. What's the man most interested in?
20. What can we learn about the man from the conversation?